Last spring, Pope Francis announced that we'd start a year of mercy, a year of prolonged gaze on God's mercy and how that affects you and me starting this Tuesday, December 8th. And with the start of Year of Mercy on Tuesday, we're getting a jump start here at Holy Name by having a three-week homily series entitled The Door to Mercy. But what is mercy? Now, I won't give an exhaustive explanation of mercy today or even over the next couple weeks. We have a whole year to unpack mercy. But a basic definition of mercy is relieving the misery of another. Mercy is reaching out to another person to relieve and or remove at least some of their misery, unhappiness. Now, mercy at its core isn't a feeling or sentiment, though a feeling of pity or compassion can be a part of mercy. It's not necessary, but I will over the next year kind of, I plan to show how pity and compassion are actually taken up and elevated in true mercy. Yet, so we're all on the same page. Mercy at its core is relieving the misery of another. But for you and me to even have an invested interest in considering mercy, you and I need to first consider our own misery. My own misery? What do you talk about, Father? I don't have misery in my life. Well, I was sick that one time. Okay, a little bit of misery. Have had some ups and downs, but I don't have that much misery in my life. Well, if that were the case, then you or I would not need much mercy. For where there's no misery or a lack of misery, mercy doesn't need to be made present, can't make itself present. The opening line from our first reading from Baruch mentioned misery. Take off your robe of mourning and misery. I don't have a robe of misery on. What are you talking about, Baruch? But if you and I take a closer look, we'll recognize actually we do have a robe of misery on, when we're left to ourselves. As a kid, when I go to a friend's house, one of the first things I noticed when entering that house was the distinct scent or smell of that house. And I think other people's houses have a smell to them. I'm glad my house doesn't have a smell. But in reality, I just got so used to the smell of my home, whether it was good or bad, I didn't notice it. You and I can get used to our misery that we no longer smell it. Advent gives us this opportunity to slow down. And when we slow down from the hustle and bustle of life, unplug from the virtual world for a time, we begin to smell the scent of our misery, to smell that robe of misery. And it comes out in the thoughts such as, this is just the way things are, I guess. Or, I can't do anything to change. I might as well just get used to it. This is the way I am. I guess I'll go numb myself with my unhappiness with some food, maybe a frenzy of activity, or lustful or self-destructive behaviors, at least so I can escape my misery, my unhappiness, just for a moment. Thoughts may even arise of maybe there's just no meaning to life. Maybe the meaning is just blah. One way to look at misery is how we saw in the video, as an obstacle I can't overcome on my own. My inherent poverty, brokenness, my inherent misery is an obstacle I can't overcome on my own. It's not just a simple matter of try harder. I need someone else to pull me out of my misery. I have misery, I need mercy. I need divine mercy. And God's door to mercy is rich in mercy. He's the answer. That's where our hope is. I dare to say that God is filthy rich in mercy, and he wants to relieve you of any filthy misery, unhappiness in your life, especially that deep misery that money can't take away, going to the doctor or a therapist can't remove. The Lord can penetrate those deep regions of our heart, the deepest regions of misery, unhappiness, and pull us out of that misery. I have misery, but the Lord has the mercy to take me out of that misery and let me share in his joy. You may have had to get the shovel out this last week. Had some snow, not as much snow as they predicted. And you may have had to clear the driveway or the pathway to your front door. Now, where there might have been even been ice under the walkway, so you had to put some salt down. John the Baptist comes on the scene today, essentially saying, prepare the way of the Lord so you're ready to welcome him and his mercy. He mentions making a pathway to the Lord, not by shoveling, but by repenting. And the spiritual barriers to mercy aren't snow and ice, but barriers like mountains of pride or valleys of self-hate. Those mountains of pride will say, I'm so great, I don't need God. Or the valleys of hate, self-hate, will be, I'm so worthless, God can't possibly love me. Prepare the way of the Lord, repent. And I shovel with the Lord's help through the spiritual blockage by repenting, by detesting my sin, my sinful attitudes, and firmly saying, Lord, I want to make things right. And since my spiritual blockage is personal, I can't hire an outside snow removal company to remove it. I need to do that on my own. I need to repent personally because my sin is mine. But the Lord is right there to help me, to give me the strength, the courage to help remove that blockage for him to enter more deeply. But once even I've cleared the path by repenting, it doesn't in and of itself cause God to open the door to mercy. Just because I've cleared the driveway, the walkway to my front door, doesn't mean the guests are right there then. God's mercy is entirely his free, loving initiative. If I deserve mercy, then it's no longer mercy. Mercy is free, unmerited. I can't earn it. I can't twist God's arm to squeeze some mercy out of him. I can only prepare the way by repenting and beg for him to come. But when the Lord sees that pathway to our heart open, he can't but help in his love, want to reach out, run to us, so we can encounter his divine mercy. Left to myself, I have an inherent abiding misery, emptiness. The Lord's mercy is the only thing that can relieve me of that misery, my deepest unhappiness. And with the Lord's help, I can play my part of clearing the path, but I can't make him come. I can only beg, Lord, come with your mercy. And when the Lord sees that, he joyfully, with joy, runs to us with our mercy and says, I love you. I want to relieve you of this. I want you to live in my happiness, my peace today.